So I think we're all kind of disappointed at this point with the way this our season has turned out. You know, it was high expectations coming into the season. So you can't, if you're an individual in this locker room and you're happy about anything right now as far as relative to this team in this game, then I feel sorry for you. I don't know what to say.
What about the scheme? How much does that influence?
It does a lot. You saw we struggled a little bit against the run at, early part of the year. We still have to fine tune some things. But you saw when we played Pittsburgh, there was somewhat of a slight change. It was a slight change in, you know, mentality, slight change in, you know, guys hitting the spots where they were supposed to be and guys making plays. And we held a team that's been really dominant in this league, you know, running the ball on people and been really effective. You know, we pretty kind of pretty much held them into a lower standard as far as their run game. If you're averaging 100 yards, a little over that per game, and then you're a little under that, then, you know, that team who played you played pretty well. And I think we did a great job in that game, but I think we took a step back instead of taking a step forward.
For Larry Johnson out on Sunday, Priest Holmes is going to get probably a chance to play full-time for the first time in a very long time. Is
right.
Could you possibly imagine him being even close to the same running back that he used to be?
Well, once again, in the NFL, I think most of the time people are, I guess, undervalued or not appreciated. And at first it seemed that way with Priest Holmes when he was there. And then Larry Johnson got the job. But this still is Priest Holmes. I mean, he is a good back. And in this league, you can't underestimate anyone. And the moment you underestimate your opponent, that's the moment that they have you. So, you know, you're not going to go in this game underestimating Priest Holmes. We know what he can do. And well, I mean, if we win in this game and underestimate him and he ran for like 200 yards, how awful would that be? You know, I could just hear half of the stories you guys probably have on the back burner reading the print, you know? Exactly.
I only have two ready to go.
No, but still, he is a good back, and you have to prepare for him, no matter who the back is, if it's him or someone else.
As a vocal leader on this team, what can you or what have you said to these guys? I mean, as long as I've known you, you are one guy that truly hates to lose as much as anybody.
Yeah, if there's anyone that hates to lose, it's me. Try to find ways to deal with it a whole lot better than I dealt with it before. But sometimes you don't have to be a leader, you don't have to be vocal. You can lead by example as far as what you do, how you carry yourself, how you prepare for, you know, the upcoming opponent. And you hopefully through osmosis, some of these guys actually pick that stuff up. And if not, then you really have to take a different choice and really kind of jump on them. But not from a physical standpoint, but to really let them understand, you know, what this game is about, you know, how much this game means to us all, you know, and the city and this organization. If we win here, I mean, everyone wins. I mean, you talk about, you know, playoffs, so it's a happy place. Right now, it's just kind of really chaotic and dismal right now because, you know, we're losing and no one in this locker room, and I've been here 5 years. I'm not used to this. You know, this is something I am not used to. And for me, I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm not going to put up with it. Because, you know, like John said earlier, you know, your name is associated with the brand of football that you play in the organization you play for. So is this how we want to have our season be remembered? No. And this was a season that we were dedicated to two of our fallen comrades. And to me, I don't think this is how they would want us to try to remember them. So whatever it is, we need to fix it and get it fixed right now.